Thank you, and good Saturday, everyone, and welcome into the Bonesville pregame podcast. Al Myatt with Kevin Monroe. Kevin, of course, an outstanding safety for the East Carolina Pirates in his playing days and now an analyst on the Pirate Radio Network. Kevin, we're ready to kick off another season this evening at 6 p.m. Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium. And the Pirates have done a number of off-season adjustments after that disappointing, frustrating season in 2016. There was the win over NC State, and things kind of went south from there. But Coach Scotty Montgomery has addressed needs, and a lot of folks are excited about the season opener tonight.
Well, I'll just start by saying I'm super pumped about this season. You know, going 3-9 last year, I think hurt a lot of Pirate fans to their core. Just you kind of thought that, you know, after the John Thompson era, they were kind of past that kind of football, and it just kind of reared its ugly head. And for a myriad of reasons, whether it was coaching or playing or what have you, I think a lot of things were corrected in the offseason. And I talked to Coach Montgomery, Coach Mo, this week, and he talked about coming in, inheriting a whole new team of guys he didn't really know, you know, bringing in some of his coaches, but doing everything on such a quick turnaround that it was kind of hard to really get the program the way he wanted it in year one. And so he was kind of trying to get to know the guys, see how they played, not hurt any feelings. But in year two, he said he just threw all that out the window and said, okay, I know the guys, they know what I'm all about. Now it's time to have some competition. So he went out and found players, whether it was graduate transfers, whether it was JUCO transfers, whether it was seniors in high school, and he just brought in a bunch of new guys to come in and really up the level of competition. So I think you're going to see the players that were in the program are a lot better now, and the players that are new to the program are going to lift that level of competition to make the Pirates a much better team in 2017. The only problem is wait a minute, the schedule got a whole lot harder. So that's gonna tell a lot, you know, and who knows how the year will end up, but it's got a lot more to do with the opponents than it does necessarily with the steps they've taken in the offseason to get this team better.
That's a good point, Kevin. Of course, leading off tonight, James Madison, 2016 football championship subdivision champions, Donnie Kirkpatrick, formerly of the East Carolina staff, offensive coordinator for the Dukes. They've got their quarterback, Brian Shore, back. They've got a running back transfer, Marcus Marshall from Georgia Tech, and this is a formidable challenge.
Oh, there's no question. I think this we'll see a lot from this transfer, Marshall, because last season they had a running back that was, you know, led all FCS, and right, he had over 1,800 yards, just a stellar career. And with him going away, they kind of had a little bit of a hole. They had Cardone Johnson coming back, but you know, he didn't have nearly as many carries or as many yards as the other running back. So we'll see if Marshall can step in and kind of pick up where he left off. Brian Shore is an excellent quarterback, has gotten a ton of accolades over the last 3 years in that conference, and of course led him to a championship last year. So this is a very, very talented offense. They did lose some talent at receiver, but you know, I think they're just kind of replacing those guys. So we'll see. And the one thing that you always think about when you think about an FCS team is, you know, you mentioned 63 scholarships. They don't have some of the same depth that an East Carolina or another FBS school would have. So can they just reload from that championship football team? We won't know until we see on Saturday, but I know they still have a lot of talent here on this roster.
Kevin, it's an important game in terms of getting things turned around, but also in terms of building momentum. Obviously, some challenges down the road, non-conference, and that's an important aspect of tonight's matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at this first game is one you want to kind of get in the books, in the win column right away, because it gives your program confidence, your players confidence to know that, hey, we can get a win after, you know, winning the first two ball games of last year and then going 1-10 the rest of the way. That wasn't a good feeling in the Pirate Nation. So finding a way to win early on and then having these tough ball games against Virginia Tech and West Virginia, that's going to help to build that confidence. And then, oh, by the way, there's teams in the conference like South Florida that are ranked that are also very, very good. So it doesn't get easier the rest of the year. So you want to go ahead and win these non-conference games up front if you can.
Kevin, the weather forecast a little iffy. And talk a little bit about how showers could possibly impact this game.
Yeah, been a little bit rainy the last few days, and today's no different. So we'll see if it's going to rain throughout the duration of this football game or not, or if we're going to get a break in the skies. Hopefully they'll get a break. I think both teams like to have the opportunity to throw the football. Both programs put up a lot of yards through the air, a lot of points on the board last year. But if you got one of these driving rainstorms that kind of never lets up, then it's going to be done in the trenches. It's going to be done at the line of scrimmage, and you're going to see the bigger, stronger guys that have more depth are going to be the ones that step up and make things happen in those type of games. It's going to be running the football, and tackling the football. And they're really the only X factor in a game like that is who holds onto the ball and who turns it over. So certainly turnovers will be a big key today as well.
Kevin, you know from personal experience that there's a big advantage for East Carolina to be playing in Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium. There's 7 home games this season, and what are you looking for in terms of that home environment tonight?
Well, it's just a lot of fun to be in Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium. Having played here myself for 5 seasons, it's just nothing like it. I mean, 50,000 screaming Pirate fans. It's an environment that's just it's so loving on the home team and so tough on the away team. So I expect the fans to fill the stands and to get behind this team, to lift them up when things are going bad, and to kind of spur them on, and hopefully to give them some momentum to score some of these long drives into touchdowns and not rely on field goals. So definite home field advantage, and hopefully they'll make the Dukes feel that in the stadium here today.
Well, Kevin, as is the traditional on Bonesville, we need to talk about Kevin's keys to the game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting game. I like the way it's matching up, because sometimes when you come into these games in the off season, you see an Appalachian State or Western Carolina or James Madison on the schedule, you think, well, you know, it's going to be a tough game, but definitely a winnable game, and, you know, shouldn't be a problem. You start to look ahead of them to the next game at West Virginia. Well, not so much this year. You know, coming into this game, even as recent as the last week, James Madison was favored by a few points. I think that the tide has changed a little bit now. I think the Pirates, it's either even or the Pirates are favored by a couple points. But either way, they know this is not a game they're just going to walk into and win. They're going to have to play their butts off. This is a well-coached James Madison team, great leadership at the quarterback position, some juniors and seniors across the board in the offensive and defensive line. So they're going to come in ready to play and try to push the Pirates to the limit. So I think early on what's going to happen is they're going to have to control the line of scrimmage, and that's offensively and defensively. Offensively, first of all, to be able to open up holes for those new running backs, Darrell Scott, Tyshawn Dye, Howe, some of those other guys that might get some carries. Open up some holes for them up front and give them some running room and see what they can do holding on to that football. And then, you know, turnovers. What are they going to be able to do turnover-wise? Can they hold on to that ball, not fumble it? Can they take care of it in the air? No interceptions. Can they get some turnovers? Can they get some takeaways when they're on defense? And also on the defensive side of the ball, as you're talking about controlling the line of scrimmage, can they get penetration? Can they make Brian Shore uncomfortable, get in that backfield, affect some of the handoffs, get some good pass rush up front? That's going to be a huge key. And then, you know, scoring the ball early and often. I think you got to get on the scoreboard early in this game, you know, first or second drive, whether it be a touchdown or a field goal, and continue to apply the pressure. Make this James Madison team have to defend. They scored 20 points in every game last year, including the loss to Carolina. So this is a team that can put points on the board. So we've got to put pressure on them by scoring, and making them have to score in this rain or whatever the weather might be. So those are my keys today. Control the line of scrimmage, take care of the football, and score early and often.
Kevin, thank you so much for your time and comments on the Bonesville pregame podcast. And we'll look forward to seeing what East Carolina can do to lead off the 2017 season tonight.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
It's your ship, Dowdy Pirates!